Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, I think, like I said, I love playing football and I love playing for this organization. So I really don't know what it looks like moving forward. And I'm just taking it day to day. So we're a week removed from the end of our season. There's a lot of time to figure these things out. I don't think any player or team is ready to make any commitments at this point. And I'm sure as the offseason progresses, you know, those things will take care of themselves.
Tom Brady with Jim Gray. Texter says, Greg, aren't you pissed that Brady hasn't given you a final interview? That's a joke. And no, I'm not pissed. I mean, I think probably they did a better job on their contractual requirements than Entercom did.
Ooh, downstairs joke.
I think Tom Brady will be willing to come on this program at some point to say say goodbye for this for this season. Goodbye forever.
Right, watch what you
goodbye.
Say.
Goodbye. I don't know.
Watch your mouth.
Oh man, jeez, Greg.
I'm not sure that he won't.
Rattled from the season already.
I mean, the guy, didn't he say, he said last night that he wants to decompress.
Right.
And so that he's been doing some decompressing. So
I have to decompress.
He said he loved Don't F with Cats. He was a big fan of that.
I don't think Tom Brady spends a lot of time watching Netflix documentaries.
Yeah.
Not as much as I do. I think he has other things to do. But it is well known around these parts, well documented, that Tom Brady is very measured when speaking with the media. And thanks to Nick, oftentimes throughout this season, we have been able to apply our intellectual property. We have software that is able to take what Tom Brady says to us or to the media or to Jim Gray and to translate it into what Tom is really thinking. What Tom is really saying but not saying.
We've all spoken to Tom Brady often enough that we feel like we know what he's saying. He gives us nothing, but he means more. So
right.
We developed our proprietary software here.
Correct.
At
Deep
the
Goat.
Greg Hill Show.
It's called Deep Goat.
Yes. Deep Goat.
And we're going to apply some of what he said with Jim Gray to Deep Goat this morning, correct?
Yes, sir. He hasn't spoken with us in a while. So we went to the Gray interview, which got a lot of traction yesterday. Some really juicy stuff and some classic Brady subtext. So I'll give you a first one. Tom Brady's successor, or at least at one point, heir and successor, Jimmy Garoppolo, doing well in San Francisco, and Jim asked him about it, and Tom spoke very lovingly, or so we thought.
Jimmy's done a great job for the Niners, and you know they're really playing well, and Jimmy's had a very good season. So, you know, I was fortunate to play with Jimmy, and you know, really enjoyed our time together.
Did he really? When Deep Goat addressed it, we found he meant something very, very different.
Spare me with that Clark Kent looking mother. I had his ass ran out of town for trying to steal my job, and now he's trying to steal my headlines. Better watch out, Jimmy, or I'll have my pal Jules jump on your car hood. Know what I mean?
Oh!
Shots fired.
Clark Kent looking.
Yep.
Mother ever.
MF.
Jimmy Garoppolo look like Clark Kent?
He's got a little hair.
Some people say Clark Kent. Some say Aladdin.
Sure.
Okay.
Aladdin.
Yeah. Maybe Aladdin.
He's a handsome man.
Yeah, he is.
He is a good looking guy.
He is a good looking guy.
He was trying to, you know, he was, I think if he looked a little different, Brady may have felt different when he came in, but he comes in handsome, ready to steal his job, earnest, too likable. Moving on, obviously, the soundbite that's gotten a ton of press, of course, was towards the end of the interview. When Jim Gray asked Brady about what he's got left to prove and where he may be playing next season and what the timeline on that decision is.
Well, I think, like I said, I love playing football and I've loved playing for this organization. So I really don't know what it looks like moving forward. And I'm just taking it day to day.
All right. So when put through the Deep Goat processor, Tom gave us the real juice as to what it's going to take to get things moving along.
You want to know where my head is at this season? I think this quote from my favorite movie sums it up best.
Show me the money!
Also, how do you think I would look in a Chargers uniform?
Wow.
Yeah. Show me the
money.
Show me the money.
I think it's just, I think it's that simple, Greg.
Yeah.
And now he's dangling other teams' Brady 12 and Brady 10 uniforms over it. So it's a tough call. Finally, in the end, something as simple as just saying farewell, Scratchy. I'll leave it up to you guys. This was their sign off yesterday.
Tom, as always, thanks so much for your time. And we will talk to you at halftime about your future.
Great. Look forward to it. And I'll talk to you soon.
Did he really, Greg? Let's find out.
Jim, I would rather watch Greg Hill do naked Peloton training for 2 hours than speak to you again. But I will say, these Macy's gift cards are pretty nice.
All right. Well, at least we've sort of got to the bottom of
now
what he
was. Now you know where
really,
his head's at. He's talking a tough game this offseason.
You know where his head is at.
Pay that man his money.
I don't know why you think he's going to. There's no rush for him. He's going to sit around. Don't you think he's going to sit around until end of February and wait and see what the Patriots are willing to roll out? I mean, the pressure's not on him.
He is going to love every second of this because the first time in his career, he has all of the control on the situation. He can dictate when this is done and hold the Patriots hostage.
If he gets to free agency, he's not coming back. If he gets to free agency, someone is going to offer him an insane amount of money.
You think?
Personnel decisions, everything he's ever wanted and then some. And it'll give him almost too much incentive to turn around and say, let me take less and stay where I've been. Because also, if Belichick is still here as head coach, as you had sort of postured with your lead earlier, there could be some things afoot with Belichick's future as well. If he's there, why would Robert Kraft's not going to pay 20-25% of the salary cap for one or two more years of his favorite son? And Friday, you had Adam Schefter on the show, and Schefter said that there could be a team lurking in the weeds or a team that could come from out of nowhere. I think that team, and I've been called crazier things before, I think that team could be Tampa Bay.
You do?
I honestly do.
You tweeted they're going to run it back again one more time.
First of all, Ken, as you know, run it back is the new Ragnarok. A, everyone that's cool knows that. And B, Senor Subtweet, who literally just lives for me, like, do you get the biggest turtle boner in the world when your pocket vibrates knowing, oh, Fitzy notification, Fitzy notification.
He's all over you on
Twitter. Actually a fun game. But tell me,
Tampa wants him. I mean,
let me just quickly outline exactly why this could be fun. That was a team last year that was good. Not great, obviously. I think they finished 7-9 or 6-10. Jameis Winston threw the most interceptions in the NFL, almost in history. And we all know how much Tom Brady and Bill Belichick abhor them. Now, you go to Bruce Arians. He gets a veteran coach who he'd probably like to work with and trust, who turned Carson Palmer into an all-time great quarterback again in Arizona a few years ago. You give Brady a good offensive line, better weather, and the best wide receivers in football. It is a fantasy football team.
Did you just call Carson Palmer an all-time great quarterback? I mean,
the season,
can we run that Carson, back one more time?
Look at Carson Palmer's stats from 2015. Think before you talk. I don't do it very much, and you should actually try to.
One of the all-time great quarterbacks. That's what you
just
said.
Can somebody please check and see if there's a lead leak or a gas pipe that's broken in that producer's booth? Quiet.
Is he a Hall of Fame quarterback? I mean, that's what
I mean, for God's sakes, if Bill Cowher was going to get the Hall of Fame treatment on that Maudlin pregame show, Carson Palmer deserves to be in there more than Bill Cowher, for God's sakes. I could see Tampa coming out and just being like, hey, Jason Light, who used to work with the Patriots, who gifted us Revis years ago, obviously very familiar with Tom. They want to make a statement. Brady could go be quarterback, and he could try to prove one thing that no one's ever done. Be the starting quarterback for the team playing in their home stadium in the Super Bowl, because Super Bowl 55 is at Pirate Ship in the End Zone Stadium.
And so he cares about that.
Wait, also, hey, Tom, Florida, here's 3 years, $90 million, guaranteed, better than Kirk Cousins' money. We have $95 million in salary cap space. Oh, no income taxes as well. And we'll book you a private plane to go to and from Tampa to Greenwich, Tampa to wherever Giselle is.
How does Giselle feel about Tampa, though?
They have the most Hooters per square mile in strip clubs than
Tom
any
Brady
other city.
In Tampa.
Yes.
The only way that makes sense is if they change the name from Tampa Bay to Tom Brady.
No, Tampa. Oh, I hate myself.
Tom.
Listen, Nick was already calling. This is the worst. Nick, this morning he was calling Tom Brady leaving our own Brexit.
Yeah.
It's a Brady exit. Okay, well, it is.
But yet he tweets that he's not going anywhere. That McDaniel's coming back means Brady staying.
So I think he does. If he gets to, I'm speculating that if he were to get to free agency and Adam Schefter, I'm just playing
You're
along with what Schefter
said. Lead.
That he could possibly go. Why wouldn't Tampa step out and say, we're going to move on from this Winston thing, we're not throwing 30 picks again. They could win 10, 11 games. Let's say Drew Brees does move on from the Saints. Maybe they could take a step back. Carolina is not going to turn into a 12-win team next year. They could make some noise down there, and why not? Huge check. Own that side of Florida and be the king.
Tom Brady becomes an unrestricted free agent in 64 days, 7 hours, and 2 minutes.
Playing football is something I love doing, so you schedule it, I'll be there.
Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, O.J. Howard. Tom Brady will put up... He saw what Peyton Manning did when he went to Denver and was thrown to, in their primes, Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders and old man Owen Daniels and no Sean Moreno. Now, what if he goes down there with that fantasy football offense? They would go wild.
Tom wants to be the next Carson Palmer.
Ken, do you have like a string quartet that plays sad music every time you come in your own house?
I would pay for that now, just because the visual is so funny.
All right, we gotta find out what
Tampa
is.
Tampa Bay, I'm so sorry, audience.
Yeah, please.
You owe
a lot of apologies for Tampa Bay, but
he's gonna be all over that tomorrow.
We have to find out what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Order online from the Nice. Convenient new way makes life easier. Visit 99restaurants.com. Couple of clicks and your favorite meals ready for pickup. Order online at the Nines today. The 99, always the real deal. Boomer Esiason up at WEEI.com. Joined us earlier, brought to you in part by DCU and Vertex. Very defensive of Bill O'Brien. Was that the biggest story of the weekend? The Texans choking more so than the Ravens going down.
No, I think the Ravens
going down with one.
I think the Ravens. I don't know. I mean,
it was epic comeback.
Yeah,
the Chiefs rattled off a 51-7 run.
I know.
Incredible.
I can't believe that Boomer doesn't think that is coaching malfeasance on the part of Bill O'Brien.
I know.
And isn't Romeo Crennel the defensive coordinator for the Texans, or at least he was as of yesterday? How do you not just put a body on 87? How do you not defend Travis Kelce? The man was open every single time Mahomes moved in the pocket.
This will stick with Bill O'Brien forever, right? I mean, I don't know how you can get over this.
Which decision do you think was worse?
I mean, I think the fake punt, but I don't know. Curtis was all over. A lot of people first guessed the 4th-and-1.
Yeah.
Well, it's both, but it's the fake punt because that's telling your team that you need to panic. That's setting yourself up for failure. And it's taking a risk that doesn't need to be taken. I remember when BC played Notre Dame, and Notre Dame came out in their blue jerseys, and it was this huge thing that they changed their jerseys with Ty Willingham to play BC. And BC won the game because they're like, why are they doing this against us?
Right.
It's
right.
All about the mental aspect.
Yeah.
So the Final Four is Titans, Chiefs, 3:05 Sunday, and then Packers, Niners. The Jimmy Garoppolo's at 6:40 p.m. kickoff there. And barring surprises, Josh McDaniels staying in New England. The Browns choose Kevin Stefanski as their new head man. There was a report that was going around that McDaniels was told that he had to pass on his game plan to the owner and the analytics department every week by Friday and attend an end-of-week meeting to discuss his plan. But that doesn't seem that bizarre to me. Like, so what? Your boss wants to see what your game plan is. Is that really that weird? You wouldn't agree to that?
The owner?
Okay.
I mean, what is it, Jerry Jones? I mean, I
so Jimmy Haslam's involved. He wants to see, yeah. So maybe he has suggestion, or he just wants to be on the same page. What's wrong with that?
But I guess he has autonomy here, and so I mean, maybe doesn't have to do that here. I mean, I
like McDaniels, but I think he has a view of himself that's beyond what is reality. Yeah. I mean, he's not a success as a head coach.
Right, but submitting your game plan and having to live under the watchful eye of the Dodgers analytics guy and a dude who made $1 billion with Pilot gas stations? Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah, the Paul DePodesta hire is bizarre. Julian Edelman in Beverly Hills, don't want to overlook this because many think you're avoiding this subject.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We talked about it for like a third of the show today, but go ahead.
Arrested for allegedly jumping on a car 9 p.m. Saturday. cited for misdemeanor vandalism. He's got to go back there for court April 13th.
Don't you think if he just pays the guy who owns the, or the woman who owns the Mercedes that the charges could be dropped and this is no big deal?
Yeah, in theory, but it still doesn't give him a pass on childish behavior.
I mean, the old man owns a body shop. Can't he just have the thing driven to Frank's body shop and Frank Edelman can pound it out, throw a little Bondo on there? And
Sounds like a mafia movie.
I'm disowning him at this point.
Like everything will be.
This is trending, right? Have you guys seen Have you guys seen the Oscar nominations? Oh, my God. Highway robbery. I'll just leave it at that. It's a big market.
Listen, dog. You don't want none of this action. Watch out. You don't want none of this. You don't want none of that. Ah.
I got him, Boston.
He got me, Boston.
That's having a good time. Paul Pierce and Edelman doing a little wrestling. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that, Ken.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
College football national title game tonight at the Superdome, Clemson and LSU. You can hear it here on flagship 93.7 FM in Boston. 8 p.m. kickoff, Celtics and Bruins in action tonight as well. This is the Greg Hill Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now, more of the Greg...
Oh, give your IT guy a hug when you get to work this morning. He's probably in mourning over the passing of Neil Peart.
Thank you.
Hey, Ken, why no call from Mike Schuh to clear up whether it is Neil Peart or Neil Peart?
I don't know. I'm only assuming he's embarrassed at his own
mispronunciation.
Yes, for over the years, yeah.
His lack of knowledge.
Or he's just passed out drunk. I don't know Mike's
He's probably going to be kicked out of the Rush Reddit. If he can't pronounce it right.
Probably wouldn't be passed out drunk, probably in like a brisket coma.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Well, Ken was right, I think. Even though I don't love Rush, very, very talented drummer. Like, I will give you top five. I might not give you top three, Ken, based on our discussion earlier. But I'll give you a top five drummer when it comes to rock and roll.
I mean, these lists are subjective. I mean,
yeah, they are. Absolutely. Now, Curtis, with regard to your lead this morning at 6 a.m.,
yes,
which was that anybody who is a climate change protester should not be allowed to be outside and celebrating when climate change affects the weather like it did this weekend.
Right. That'd be like a Patriots fan celebrating a giant Super Bowl.
What does it say about that, that it is snowing right now?
Well, it worked, right? This morning we all got up, we got our Nalgene, we composted, and it's snowing. All's right with the world. Everything's fixed. Good job, America.
This world is so broken, and not just because of the climate issues.
Is it because Ken is making fun of you mercilessly every day?
I wake up and I expect that to happen. Ken's got a sickness that he needs to take care of on his own. I can't help him with that. Ken, you should, above all people, you should have been outside getting some sun yesterday, Ken. Hingham is not as white as you.
He does look a little low. He does.
No, it's pale, but... can we just talk about real quick again the Oscar thing? I know it was discussed and brought up a little bit earlier about the nominations, but Adam Sandler is not nominated for Best Actor for a performance that we have been hearing about for almost a year and that I think lived up to all of the hype and preamble. It's a fantastic movie.
You saw Uncut Gems.
I did indeed. And I loved Garnett.
And you thought you loved Kevin Garnett.
Fantastic. And surprisingly good actor, actually.
Really?
Yes.
And... I've heard there's no real plot.
There's a little bit of a story. It takes place over like the course of like a day and a half in the Diamond District in 2012. He's a gambler. He's a bad person. He's just running a bunch of different scams and schemes at the same time. There's minimal story to it, but it's the tensest movie. It's 100 minutes of your brake line being out and trying to get home.
Really?
Fists were clenched the whole time. I was sweating.
Yeah.
It was like a Patriots playoff game. But
sounds like Greg on the Peloton.
Oh, jeez. Oh, can we not? Okay.
Danielle, your lead this morning at 6 was that you can get the same workout by attending a movie in a theater that you can get the riding a Peloton or running or anything.
Just validated that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you see Uncut Gems in the theater, Greg, that'll be that'll be like CrossFit. I swear, it's so tense, but. He is absolutely phenomenal in this movie, and Antonio Banderas gets the Best Actor nod over Adam Sandler. Now, of course, there's internet rage. Everyone's freaking out about it. Here's why everybody should be freaking out. Because Adam Sandler knew he delivered a great performance and caught wind of his buzz a couple months ago, and in an interview with Entertainment Weekly that's kind of come back up and is going viral now, he said that if he did not... Okay, here's the actual quote about getting an Oscar nomination. Quote, "If I don't get in, I'm going to effing come back and do one again that is so bad on purpose just to make you all pay. That's how I get them." What's so bad, he's going to purposely make the worst movie he possibly can, probably in his giant umbrella Netflix deal. And Entertainment Weekly has speculated that movie is going to be called Grown Ups 3 Fart Camp.
Yeah. Starring Kevin James. So he's going to make the worst. Because he didn't get an Oscar nomination.
Yes. He thought he was going to win.
He's going to make the worst movie ever. I don't know because I didn't see it, but do you think he deserved it?
He is unbelievably. He's a better actor than people give him credit for. It's because he makes, Toilet Blimp and all the other movies that have just gone beyond the realm of idiotic man-child in recent years. All these... cash-in movies like Pixels and crap like that. He's a really good actor. He's good in Spanglish. He was good in Punch Drunk Love. But to think that now we're going to actually all have to pay for him not getting a nomination with one of these movies, it's like he's promised to unleash a virus. Now he's turning into like a Bond villain just because he doesn't get nominated. He should have at least been nominated for the movie.
So do you think it's because of his body of work that he didn't get nominated? Like the Academy can't bring themselves to nominate him for an Oscar?
1,000%. They can't, you made Little Nicky. We cannot. You made Grown Ups. We cannot possibly. We saw 50 First Dates. We cannot possibly give you an Oscar nomination.
50 First Dates is a great movie.
I mean.
Curtis.
This texter says that the movie wasn't that good. 603 texter.
He's better than the movie.
He's better than
the
movie?
You're not going to watch this movie and say, I need to own this and I can't wait to see it again. It's a bit of a tough watch. But his performance, I think, is magnetic.
But are there any, are there comedic, is that what he's known as, a comedic actor? I would think so. So are there any that have gone on to kind of remove the stain of that? And
the comic stigma or the label?
Yeah
Robin Williams.
Yeah. Okay.
Robin Williams.
What did he? Did
Insomnia. He was amazing as the villain in the Christopher Nolan movie Insomnia.
Is that is
1 hour photo?
Well, 1 hour photo was cool.
That was a weird movie.
Yeah. But did he get? He got the Oscar for Good Morning Vietnam? Is that what Robin Williams got the Oscar for?
No, he won for Good Will Hunting, which a lot of people think was like a make-good win for Good Morning America. And then they actually
Good Morning Vietnam.
And then they actually took his Oscar away and charged him two Oscars for his performance in Patch Adams.
He wasn't magnetic?
That's not even
Now you're parsing out adjectives?
I mean, who uses the word magnetic? Come on.
Okay, if you are drawn to something and you can't take your eyes off of it, that would metaphorically be
a hookah.
A texter says basically all he does is shout the whole movie.
He doesn't.
Meh.
No, he doesn't shout though. He's gross. He's upsetting. He's scary. He's a jewel. He's a jewel salesman and a gambler and a philanderer. He's just an awful, awful person, but you can't stop watching him. Plus, come on, he's betting on the Celtics in the movie. How could you not want to see it for that?
A 617 texter says that he was so good that you never thought for a second that it was actually Adam Sandler. Does that encapsulate what it
yes.
is?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes, yes, yes. Well done, 617.
Well, he's been robbed. Adam Sandler will not be up there accepting an Oscar for his performance in Uncut Gems. The number to call if you want to be on this morning is 617-779-7937. Or you can text anytime on the text line, which is 37937.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, Wiggy is here. Hey, Wiggy.
What up? What up? What up?
You called it, by the way.
I did.
That Titans win.
I've been saying for 8 weeks that Baltimore would lose in the divisional round.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's what I do, man.
I know.
It's what I do.
You do it well. Are you a Rush fan?
No, I am not a Rush fan. I know the drummer died and everything. Yes, so
yes, not surprising. Yes.
Yeah, no, I am not a Rush fan. But I do got to give Fitzy, I have to disagree with him a little bit as far as Brady going to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, yep. Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
I've been listening to the show. Coming. That's the only thing I did. I disagree with him. You know.
You don't think that's going to happen?
No.
No.
But he has been magnetic, and I would like to say.
He's been magnetic?
Yeah, and anytime he wants to run it back, I'm with him on it.
So now he's bookmarking Ken's verbal subtweets and trying to throw them in my
face. But I did hear that part where I did see it online on social media where you did say that the Josh McDaniels thing, which I agree with, by him not going to
Cleveland
really is huge for Brady coming back here.
It
so is. I did agree with you on that.
You agree with him on that.
It's the wording thereafter that you took issue with. Well, when he's
no, but
then
you said today that Tampa Bay looks like the best. So wait a second, is he staying or is he going?
If he gets to free agency, I think they could throw money at him.
We didn't get to the Neil Peart audio eulogy yet.
It's Pratt.
Neil Pratt.
Peart. But I will say this. Our former co-host, Mike Shue.
Yes, AKA Mark Shue.
Mark Shue, who is a giant Rush fan, maybe as big a Rush fan as Ken is on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Mr. Shue.
Good morning, lady. gentlemen.
Hello.
And I assume you are still in mourning this morning.
I am all in black, wearing my Farewell to Kings hoodie, yes.
Now, Ken has been correcting me all morning, and I'm surprised that you didn't, or maybe you did on the old show, but is it Neil Peart or is it Neil Peart?
It's Peart.
Peart.
But if you ever watch the movie I Love You, Man, it's Peart.
Peart. Oh, wow. Neil Peart. Ken said, Shu, top three drummer all time. You agree?
Easily. Easily.
What Absolutely. About the drummer with the one arm from Def Leppard? That's pretty impressive.
The one arm guy is pretty
I think
good.
He's got to be up in the top five.
Yeah.
Wiggy, I give you that, man. To continue to be the top-notch drummer Rick Allen is with one arm is amazing. But to play drums like you have six arms when you only have two, even more impressive.
And you got to give
that. That's Neil Peart.
Yeah. You should have my brother-in-law play at the church. He's pretty good, too.
Shu, I mean, is it possible for you to, since we're going to do a quick audio eulogy, to select one song as the best Rush song ever?
The best Rush song? Come on, Craig. Huh? It's like choosing a favorite child.
Right.
You know, when they're all standing there in front of you. It changes week to week. Like this, with the recent events, I go towards a Digital Man from the Signals album. I think that's one of Neil's finest performances outside of a solo.
Oh.
You can go to, Spirit of Radio is always a great performance.
Yes.
People may know that song a little better. Or Free Will, even. I mean, the Permanent Waves album is a really great Neil album. The final fills, like the last 30 seconds of Tom Sawyer, is pretty friggin' amazing.
Yeah.
It's just a huge loss, Greg. A huge loss to music, and a real shock because he was a very private person, so nobody really knew he was fighting cancer.
Mike Shu, I know you will join me in this obscure reference. Freaks and Geeks, Nick Andopoulos had a very huge drum set and said, six more pieces, and my kit will be bigger than Neil Peart's.
Yeah, he even had the dry ice machine.
Yes.
Which is pretty awesome. Yeah, if anyone wants to seek out that Freaks and Geeks episode.
Now,
but yeah, Neil was an icon.
Would Rush go on without him or no? They wouldn't be
They're already pretty much retired.
Yeah.
And they stopped because Neil was getting tendonitis and he was in a lot of pain. You know, he's like the Grant of rock and roll. He decided to call, it was too much pain for him and so he decided to hang it up. So they were already pretty much retired, and there's just no way they could go on. He's actually, they still referred to him, though, as the new guy, because he's actually their second drummer. They had their first drummer, John Rutsey, on the first album.
Huh.
So for like 40 years, they still called him the new guy.
Yeah. Well, very, very, very talented drummer, and I'm sure that this afternoon on WAAF, we will hear lots and lots of Rush.
Well, we heard lots of Rush Friday. Maybe some more Rush today.
Maybe more Rush today.
When I got the news Friday, I just played three solid hours of Rush, which I know is a nightmare to you.
Yeah, two songs.
That was like one song.
You played the trees.
It was one live version of YYZ or whatever.
Oh, I can listen to YYZ forever. Don't speak at that. That song exists just to be a showcase for Neil Peart.
Yes, I can't bring myself. I feel weird saying Neil Peart. I've said Neil Peart for years, Wiggy.
It's Peart.
Peart.
Kind of WPS vortex.
Shu, is Moving Pictures your favorite Rush album?
How do I get out of this vortex?
No.
Somebody please help me.
Wiggy,
I'm in the WPS, WPM vortex.
It's a WPS NATO.
His finest song was the album that he had back in 1984.
Oh, sorry that Lil Nas X hasn't sampled any Rush songs.
I didn't get this one when Nipsey Hussle died. Where was my BPM vortex?
Hey, listen, Shu is probably a Dolomite fan. I bet if anybody knows,
I bet
Shu has seen the Dolomite documentary.
The movie.
Oh, it's fantastic. Eddie Murphy's, My Name is Dolomite. It's fantastic.
It's a great movie. They haven't seen it here, so it's just you and I. They haven't seen it. That's the WPS. They're like, Dolomite, who's that?
All right, Shu.
Well, they just don't know, Wiggy.
I know.
We don't know.
That's it.
All right, Mark Shu. Nice to talk to you, pal.
All right, man. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Soldier on.
So there you have it. Ken, what do you want to audio?
Finally out of that vortex.
We're not out of it because we got to do.
You like Red Barchetta.
Listen, can't you appreciate all kinds of music?
I do.
Okay.
So why can't you appreciate all kinds?
I can.
Okay. Okay.
I saw Snoop at the Patriots Super Bowl Snoop. After party.
I love that when people go, I saw Snoop. Snoop is like the same. It's like every soccer mom. What's that one guy? His name is the Snoop Doggy Dog. I love his music.
In my Cumberland's cup right now, there is gin and juice.
I can see if you said, well, you know what? I was at the Young Dolph concert, and I really thought that was, I'd be like, okay, Greg, now you're really opening up your world. I saw Snoop.
Ken, what's your favorite Rush song?
All right, so here's the end of Limelight, which is a big hit, but I love the drumming at the end of this. This is always... Come on! That's
AAF, the only station that really rocks.
I gotta give it to you. Great drummer, really
unbelievable.
Great drummer.
By the time that piece was played, Greg would be in the parking lot starting the car.
Well, I'm just.
I gotta beat the traffic out of here.
Well, it's you know, there's bands like that and Radiohead that I think real musicians.
Just
really,
when I thought I was out.
Pull you back in, Radiohead.
Right. And Coldplay.
Wiggy. Wiggy loves the sudden rush of blood.
What about Living Color?
I like Living Color.
That's talking about a guitar. Mm-hmm. Vernon Glover was an incredible guitar player.
Yeah. No. I mean, anything else you want to play, Ken?
Well, here's some. He was big into chimes and like off drum kit stuff. Here's a little bit from The Trees, which is a great part. Wiggy's all over this. Classic. Come on, classic.
Can you see Ken sitting at home in his Brookline carbon neutral home? Listening to that on his Bose headphones.
I swear, when I put in like ocean sounds or jungle sounds. Yes.
No, this is on your white noise machine, Wiggy. Yeah. It's just all Rush songs.
Oh, boy. R.I.P. to Rush, man. Well, or Rush drummer.
Do we? What do we have left? A break? Or
no, that's it. Okay. We're good.
So, Wiggy.
Yo.
Who do you like this weekend? Any chance the Titans can upset the Chiefs?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes, I do. I actually like Tennessee. Billy O should be fired today.
You think so?
Oh, man, after that debacle he had.
Boomer said that he didn't understand
Man. Well, I'm wondering about Boomer. Boomer should know. He knows better. He's always usually spot on, but he's way off on that one. Billy O should have went for it on the fourth down play when they were up 21-0. And I believe they might have been on like the 14 or 15 yard line.
13-yard line, yeah.
Right? You go for it there because if you can go up 28-0, not that it's, you know, the nail in the coffin, but it's a completely different momentum swing than 24-0, you know. And then the fake punt was bad, but I think it all started right from not going for it there because you had momentum. You were kind of backing them into a corner, 28-0.
Yeah.
Would have been nice. But I do think Tennessee could beat Kansas City because Tennessee can run the ball and Kansas City's not very good against the run. I want to say Green Bay, but I don't know. San Francisco's playing so good, man. They can run the ball, and they're playing defense.
I mean, is Aaron Rodgers a sentimental favorite for some or something?
Yeah, not really. Yeah. I said this. I think Aaron Rodgers is the most overrated quarterback in his era of playing.
Made a couple nice passes last night.
So as in Lamar Jackson. I mean, everybody. But when you look at Aaron Rodgers and you look at the time that he's played throughout his career, I think he's the most overrated quarterback because he's always been the fate that next guy. It's Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers. And he's only got, he's what, 10-7 in the playoffs? And
he has 20 fewer wins than Tom Brady in the playoffs. 20.
And if you were to ask anybody in the last, you know, 10 years, however long Rodgers has been in, you know, playing, everybody would say if you could start a franchise with one guy, it would all be, everybody be Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, the dude can't win nothing. You know, and when you look at it defensively, they haven't had the greatest defense, but Brady's been able to do it without the greatest defense before. Most overrated player in his era of playing.
Do you think Drew Brees takes this TV offer that he has and calls it a career?
I think he could still play. It depends. I don't know what his mindset is. Is he? We know, like Brady says, he wants to play. I don't really know what Drew Brees' mindset. That TV thing will always be there for him.
Yeah.
So if he wants to still play, he knows, all right, I could play another 2 years. I can always go to television.
All right. And during your time as a New England Patriot, did you ever attempt to vault any kind of a moving vehicle?
No. That's okay. That's WPS, man. Yeah,
that is, yeah.
I mean, I understand you're getting a little bit loose off the juice, but, you know, you can't, you don't want to jump on cars.
Danielle is outraged that Julian did this and can't believe it.
No, I'm outraged that you're giving him a pass because I think it's childish behavior. You're a 33-year-old man who plays in the NFL.
When's the last time you got a white girl wasted? Be honest.
I didn't jump on a car. I texted an ex-boyfriend with ridiculous
Saturday,
things.
I wasn't
wasted.
Maybe
Saturday.
You're not jumping on the cars, and I understand that's a stupid move on his part. Whatever he did, he went all Michael Jackson on the hood of this Mercedes-Benz. We all get it. He's like, he's 33 years old. We're all getting,
It
happens. We all get white girl wasted at a point in time.
Yeah.
What?
It happens.
I can't.
It's like making it sound like he went out
you
there.
You people.
You know, I give him a pass.
Okay.
So we all get drunk.
Uh-huh. Better be careful when you give him that pass. He might drop it.
Oh, jeez.
Ow, that one was good right there. I got to write that one down. I have to use that one.
How quickly they turn. My God. All right. It is Dale and Keith with Wiggy.
Yes.
You guys will be talking playoff football.
I think
all
playoff football, on my victory lap as far as this would have been perfect for the Patriots. You should be hosting an AFC championship game and you blew it.
Yeah.
You blew it because you couldn't beat Miami.
Yeah.
You should be hosting it. I knew the Ravens were going to lose.
You did?
I've been saying it for 8 weeks, Greg.
I know. You don't like Lamar Jackson. You give him no credit.
I think he's a tremendous player. I think he's had a great year. But when you take away what he does and you make him one-dimensional throwing the football, I think he struggles on trying to go through multiple reads and fitting balls into tight windows consistently.
All right. Well, we will be back tomorrow morning. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the Rewind feature on our app. And if you don't have our app, you can download it for free by texting the letters APP to 37937. That's 37937. All right. Rushing our way out of here. Thank you, Ken. One more audio eulogy tribute to the late Neil Peart here at WEEI.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.